Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
You know, that hour was so awesome. We thought we'd do it again. Because I kind of have to. That's the way the schedule says. So, welcome back to the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON. You won't believe it. I just about did.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. The best of pro wrestling news and entertainment. I am the aforementioned sleepy one, Mark Hoke. Thanks for being with me. We appreciate it. Ruben Bressler joined me. Oh, my God. I was just going, for those that can't see me on, of course, we're live streaming. We'd love to have you join us on the live stream on our YouTube and Facebook channels. Just go to the Mark Hoke Show on either one of those venues. Hop in the chat box and say hi. And by the way, we did have a comment that I promise we're going to get to a little bit later in the show. But I'm producing the show as I do it. Now, I fundamentally found that when you're going to fade out the music, you don't want to fade your own microphone out. See, that those pots are different.
So yeah.
You gotta, yeah. Bad idea. Bad idea. Good Lord, Ruben, help me. This is bad.
Listen, just you can't let them see the sausage being made, Mark. We'll get through this. We'll get through this. We're halfway there. We're halfway there, buddy.
Good God. Anyway, unbelievable. But thanks for joining us. Best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. So I want to get back to a little bit about what we were talking about in the last hour, because, you know, I'll be in one of those press scrums, and if I can get Ruben Bressler up here and we get him a press credential, so he can go to Collision and go to Double or Nothing and maybe join me in one of these scrums. He break his scrum virginish thing going.
All right. I don't like that sentence.
I didn't even know if it made sense, but it's fun.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. So Drew Gulak, of course, you know, longtime wrestler.
Yeah.
Rumor went around that Drew got released from WWE. So at Backlash, here's the whole story on this. Let me pull this up here real fast. At the press conference, WWE does those little press conferences at the end a little bit differently than AEW does. It's a little more freewheeling at AEW. WWE keeps those things a little tighter. Mm-hmm. But they open up for a final question. And there's the allegations against Drew. Let me get that there. There we go. Right story. Lucas Charpiot, really nice kid, asked a question about saying that Fightful and PW Insider had reported that Drew Gulak had been released by WWE and asked Triple H to clarify the situation. Because there have been allegations that he had pulled Ronda Rousey's drawstring on her shorts or sweatpants or something like that. And,
right.
You know, had been causing some issues. So Triple H had basically said that, well, you know, check your, you know, you got to check your sources. What kind of sources are you using first? So he basically was trashing Mike Johnson and Sean Ross Sapp from probably two of maybe the top four pro wrestling news sources that are out there. That didn't sit well. And then a WWE PR person made a comment that it was a stupid question. So that didn't go well either. And that caused a little bit of a backlash, to say the least. It got Sean Ross Sapp a big wheel of French cheese, apparently, so good for him. Way to go. But started a little firestorm on all that. And it was, it brought up a lot of questions about wrestling journalism. And I was watching a couple different podcasts about, you know, are those press conferences and those scrums even worth doing?
Right.
Because they didn't do those until Tony started doing those with AEW a few years ago.
Well, it's
give me your thoughts first, Ruben, then I'll start talking about it, because I've been in those. So
yeah.
So hit me.
So it is important to note that those press scrums are a combination of two things. One, they are inspired by the UFC press scrums. They're inspired by Dana White's thing. Now, Tony had some impact on that, but they really started doing them more once TKO got involved. The second thing is that it's part of the act. It is part of the story. Those press scrums are people coming into the story and playing along, right? So it is both a fact-gathering mission for journalists, but it's also part of the fiction of the story being told. So you have this weird dichotomy of, I don't know that people know whether that's reality or not, because again, there's this sort of separation of what is performance and what is actual. It's not like, you know, in professional wrestling, the endings are predetermined. The story is written. And in other professional sports, theoretically, it isn't. So you have this sort of interesting dichotomy going on with these press scrums. I don't know that they add anything beneficial to WWE. Personally, I don't know that I'm interested or that they are what WWE should be going for. I think that there's an argument to be made that they're actively bad. In this case, it's not that bad. In this case, this is just another wrestler getting released, in my opinion. But, you know, there's a world where we don't want this.
Now I'll give you my perspective on this. They're done two different ways. And honestly, I've been kind of shut out on the WWE ones. I'm looking forward to finally getting into one of these. WWE has a much tighter control on those than AEW does. They're a little more freewheeling in AEW, but WWE keeps it very tight, few questions in, out, and Triple H is really the only one that generally will take serious questions at the end. And, you know, like Rick Ricino and some of the other guys, Chris Van Vliet, you know, they try to get as serious as they can with some of the questions, but you're talking, it's like when you do these, it'd be like you just watched Top Gun Maverick, right? And Pete Mitchell, Tom Cruise comes out, but he's Pete Mitchell, right? So you don't know if you're talking to right. Captain Pete Mitchell or you're talking to Tom Cruise half right. the time.
There is a weird disjointedness to these. And it's because it's new. Like, people just don't really know what's going on yet. So I forgive them for not really understanding what they're getting into or what they're doing. But, you know, they got to figure it out for them to keep doing these.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate because, you know, one comment that I heard was that, you know, a lot of people that are doing these, they aren't coming from a journalism background. You know, I've done journalism. I've done writing for newspapers. You and I have done reporting together for years. So, you know, we come from that background where we kind of, you know, we know what we're doing when it comes to, you know, how do you ask a question? How do you do an interview and so on. And it's very interesting. For example, there's that clip of Christian, me and Christian, where I asked Christian, hey, your friend showed up tonight. What did you think? I had the first question to Christian coming out of there when Adam Copeland showed up. And he just started tearing into me and answered the question as Christian Cage, the wrestler. But sometimes they'll answer questions as the person. Mm-hmm. And until you get that first question out, you don't know how they're gonna handle it. Now, when you get to Paul Levesque, when you get to Tony Khan, now you're going to be able to ask serious questions. It's very tricky to do those sometimes. And it's tricky when you're interviewing these guys, period, when they come into the studio or when you get the time to talk to them for interviewing for the radio show. You kind of are phasing in and out sometimes because, like, for example, you're hyping, I think Anthony Bowens is going to be coming in here and you're going to be hyping the show, Double or Nothing and whatever the Acclaim's going to be doing. But then you're also going to be talking to the person too. So it's like you're going from dimension to dimension. It's right. It's very tricky. It really is. Yeah. And then when you talk about what happened here with Lucas, he's asking a serious question to Triple H. And right. if WWE doesn't want to answer those serious questions, then you know what?
Then don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Exactly. If you don't want to, they need to decide what this event is. Is it journalism or is it part of the performance?
Right.
And you can't have it both ways.
No.
See nothing wrong with what the journalist did.
No. And honestly, I think it was rude of somebody to say, well, sit back and say that was a stupid question. Well, no, agreed. If you're going to open the floor,
yep.
Then you're opening the floor. Otherwise, what you should do, if you don't want certain questions asked, then have everybody pre-submit their questions.
Yep.
And then you pick them out and read them and, mm-hmm. and do it that way. So I feel bad for Lucas. I think he did.
Yeah.
He had every right to ask that question. And, there are people out there who like to rip these scrums, and I can understand why, because it's very tricky to do these. Yeah. It really is. 'Cause like I said, you don't know what you're going to get. You really, really don't. So when you see one of these scrums, just keep in mind that we're all trying to do the best we can. Mm-hmm. And we don't know which side of the person or the performer we're going to get. So right. just remember that. So now, as for Drew Gulak,
right?
Oh boy, there are allegations against Drew that were pretty bad. People say that he was a bully, that he was purposely re-dislocating someone's finger, spiking opponents. Testing talent to see how they react is in testing in quotes. Apparently I was being a bad, bad boy. Yeah. But his contract apparently ran out and they just said was running out and they just said to heck with it. So that was what happened with Drew Gulak. Kind of surprising reasonable. Though. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not super torn up or surprised either way. This is what happens. I mean, he's an old school kind of dude, I guess. So
Drew
Gulak. It's also no big loss. Like, I don't think Drew Gulak was particularly loved or hated. Like, people just didn't think about him.
Yeah. So thanks, Drew. You started a fight in the press. We appreciate that. Way to go. Nice. We got time. I want to get into this too. Another fight that got started was at ringside with AEW. There was a bad, bad fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. And so apparently at the Ring of Honor tapings, there was I'm not even going to use the word gentleman because he was not, was saying some terrible things to Sky Blue, like really, really bad. Along the sexual harassment lines, and then he decided to keep it up. And apparently this guy had like a little kid with him too. Then he made the mistake of keeping it up while Saraya was out there. I've interviewed Saraya, and let me explain something to everybody about Saraya. She doesn't put up with that.
No.
And if you didn't see it on TV, she was very quick to publicly humiliate this person on television, and she called him a blanking creep and was just blasting him, and and Aubrey Edwards and some other people. As soon as these matches were, that the last match was over with the women, they came out and got the guy tossed. But
yeah, good.
But of course it started, some people started debating and saying, well, if the women were dressing so badly, and I'm like, come on. That was crap. And it really just is a reminder to everybody. I think you've got to remember how to conduct yourself at ringside and just in the stands, period. It just was ridiculous. And especially to the ladies. I mean, it was just sad, Ruben.
Yeah. Yeah, that is inexcusable. Good on Saraya for, dealing with it. When you have a movie based on your life about struggles with this kind of stuff, you are not going to find it particularly easy for anyone to mess with you. So good on her for defending her locker room mate and... get that guy out of there.
Yeah. Just remember, if you're at ringside, just because you bought a ticket, it doesn't mean you have the right to say whatever you want to anybody, mm-hmm. whether it's people that are sitting around you or the performers.
Yep.
That is not cool. And I don't even want to know what the guy said, but geez,
not good.
To do it around Saraya of all people. If there was one female performer that I would tell you don't say anything around, that's the one. Mm-hmm. She'll kill you, and then she'll murder you and kill you again. Mm-hmm. So very, very bad idea. But yeah, please, guys, when you're out there at the wrestling events, keep the conduct under control. And yeah. God, it's 2024. Don't you think it's time to chill it out a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Please. Oy. Unreal. But anyway... So, yeah, we had some fun with all that stuff. So, when we come back, Ruben is King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring tournament.
Finally.
This is starting to get actually a little bit interesting. I don't know if it's going to mean anything in the end, but this tournament's looking fun, and we had a great match on Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely.
Oh, someone got turned into hamburger. Let's talk about that. When we come back here on the Mark Hoke Show on KDON, Best in Pro Wrestling News and Entertainment. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more Ruben Wrestler, and I'm Mark Hoke. We'll be right back.
101.5 FM KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
There, I got it right. How about that?
Perfect.
Thank you.
See just that? Like we drew it up.
That's how you do it. Mark Hoke Show here on KDOM, 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. Best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this Mother's Day. So I hope you're all going to have a great time. Yeah. I play father and mother. That's what true. I do.
Double duty. Yeah. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Yeah,
doing my best.
Yep. Yep. It's hard. It's hard out there for anybody. I recognize the difficulty of raising a child. It is not for me. to all the moms out there and all the fathers out there and anyone who is a surrogate like that, we thank you.
Well, you may breed someday, Ruben. You never know.
Ooh, I hope not. Ooh, boy, we don't need another of Ruben. That's not what we need.
I don't know. You're a cool dude.
I mean, I'm all right.
Yeah. Be okay. So King and Queen of the Ring is underway. Of course, we're getting ready for that because, of course, WWE had to schedule a premium live event the same weekend as Double or Nothing just to torture us.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, guys. Nothing like having to get up early on Saturday morning again.
Right.
Because WWE is putting all their PLEs that aren't their big ones on foreign soil. So we mm-hmm. all have to get up at 9 in the morning to watch them. But this one could get interesting. We'll see how this turns out. But on the card so far, it's Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Sami Zayn taking on Chad Gable, Bronson Reed for the Intercontinental title. We've got Cody and Logan Paul, who, of course, loves to drink this great Prime. It's a wonderful product, Logan. So I throw that in there. But the tournaments are underway for King and Queen of the Ring. Here's where they are right now on the ladies' side. Round one is just about over. We had Tiffany Stratton beating Meechan. Bianca Belair beat Candice LeRae. So we're going to get Tiffany Stratton and Bianca Belair. That should be fun.
Okay.
Nia Jax squashes Naomi. Boy,
sure.
Another great push for Naomi.
That's an interesting one.
Mentioned. But she's going to be taking on Jade Cargill, who knocked off Piper Niven. Laia Valkyria beat Dakota Kai. She will meet Zoe Stark, who beat Ivy Nile. And then Io Sky beat Natalya. And another popular decision amongst wrestling fans to have Natalya lose in the first round. She's going to meet the winner Shayna Baszler and Zelina Vega. So an interesting bracket, though.
Yeah.
I'm not real thrilled with Jade and Bianca being on the same side of this thing. I'm just wondering if we're going to get a DQ or something for Nia getting past Jade, or maybe Bianca gets screwed over against Tiffany. I don't know.
I kind of like the idea of teammates being foisted against one another. I think that is kind of interesting. And if they're trying to fast track Jade Cargill, then sure. I think that that's an interesting direction to go in.
I don't think they should do that.
I also don't think they should fast track Jade Cargill. I think it's too soon for her, but they're trying to, she's Goldberg, right? She's like a physical specimen that does crazy strength feats in the ring and is like, has three moves and three promos. So she needs more development.
Right.
But if they're going to try to fast track her, this is a great way to do it without turning her into either a heel or a face.
Why not have that section of the bracket on the other side? I
don't know.
I think if you wanted to do something cool with Nia, have her win this tournament.
Yeah, I still am not that big of a fan of Nia Jax. She's better than she was during her last run. Like, since she's returned, this has been Nia Jax's best time. I am still not sold that she isn't like a dangerous wrestler. I'm not sold that she is a box office star. She's obviously unique. She's obviously powerful. She's obviously improved. And she's very good on the mic, but I still need more proof. I need something to show me that she deserves this spotlight. And if she can do that during this King and Queen of the Ring run, that'd be great. And I think that this is another good time to do it for her as well.
Yeah. To me, she proved it to me down in Perth. I think that would have been cool to have her running around here as Queen Nia and something goofy happening. But I think that could have been a lot of fun and she could do something with that.
I'm willing to be swayed on Nia. Like, when she came back, I didn't know why. I didn't understand why they tried again. But now I understand why they tried again. She's gotten much better. She's one of the most improved wrestlers in the entire company, men's or women's. So I still need to see it. I would love to see, like, Nia versus Jade. I think that that's a great match. But we'll see.
See, now I just don't know who's coming out of the top other side of this bracket. Is it going to be Io? You've got Lyra, Zoe, Io, and then whoever wins Shayna and Zelina. I'm not excited. Io probably should be the one coming out of that section. But
Io
should
be the one to come out of that section.
Yeah, but then I've got this other half of the bracket, and I've got Nia, Jade, Tiffany, and Bianca.
Yeah.
That's a great group.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
They're all bigger stars on that side of the bracket.
Right. I don't know.
I personally want Shayna Baszler to win.
Oh, I'd love to see Shayna win.
They've underbooked the crap out of Shayna Baszler. I want her to win everything.
Yeah.
And if honestly, if we can get Shayna versus Nia as a final, that would be pretty great.
I would be okay with that.
It should be Io. Io is a very recent former champion. She always puts on a good match. But, you know, we'll see. I think Shayna is my favorite, but my brain says Io.
Yeah. So we'll see how the women's side turns out. Men's side, here's where we are at right now. Gunther and Sheamus, who just put on an unbelievable match on Monday night. Yeah. And Sheamus said there won't be a part four. I want a part 12.
I know. That Gunther-Sheamus match is now in my, like, registry of if you want to see a style of match, you must go watch Gunther versus Sheamus. It was physically painful to watch. Like, it was... I could barely, like, I had my hands over my eyes.
Have you seen the Gunther Dragunov matches?
Yes. I saw, well, the one that was in Germany for a long time ago. Yeah.
Those matches, that series of matches they had in NXT.
And we're going to get those in WWE at some point.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. So Gunther beat Sheamus. He will get the winner of Kofi Kingston and Rey Mysterio, who Gunther will probably kill in 2 minutes.
Sure.
But we have Dragunov who beat Ricochet. Jey Uso, who is the last minute substitution there, beats Finn Balor.
Yeah.
So we get Dragunov and Uso. That's going to be an interesting match, but
that's a fun match.
But we could get Gunther and Dragunov in the semifinals.
Sure.
On that side of the bracket. I would welcome that one.
I would welcome that. I don't know that they're going to have Dragunov beat Jey Uso. I think that is also too soon. The story is very good if he faces Gunther. Like, that you do that so that match happens, not for this match.
Why would that not be the final?
Yeah, that should be the final if they're doing the story. But I think you've got to have Jey win that, and then it's Jey versus Gunther.
And Gunther will kill him.
Maybe.
And then Jey takes another loss like he just did at Backlash, and now you're messing up Jey Uso.
How do you not mess up Jey Uso? How do you not mess up Jey Uso in this tournament is the problem.
Right. Like he already lost a world championship match, and now he's going to lose in this too.
So your number one face
is going to lose again.
He can't lose to Dragunov. The only way it works is if Kofi or Rey beat Gunther.
That's not happening.
Well, I think it could happen because you're pushing Gunther for one of the big belts. So King of the Ring doesn't do anything for Gunther, right? Like, you got to think about it from who are we building? I don't think it's Rey. We don't need to build Rey. I think Kofi wins that match. I think that if you build Kofi back up, that's reasonable. And then he can lose to Jey.
All right.
So that's how I would book it. I don't think they will. They never use Kofi correctly. But what's most likely to happen is we do get Gunther in the finals against Jey. And then that's an interesting match that could have some like outside interference stuff happen.
Yeah, you could. All right. So
like
blah.
The men's side is much murkier.
So
I don't know. This is another issue with WWE. I don't know what they're doing with King of the Ring. I don't know what the point is. Because Royal Rumble, I understand. Money in the Bank, I understand. There's a demonstrable next step you take. King of the Ring, there's no demonstrable next step.
See, now you're getting ahead of me because that's where I was going to be going after we wrap this little chat about the tournament up. So we had Randy Orton beat AJ Styles on the SmackDown bracket. Carmelo Hayes beats Baron Corbin, so they will meet up. LA Knight beats Santos Escobar. Tama Tonga beats Angelo Dawkins, so we got LA Knight and Tama Tonga.
That's fun. That's a fun match. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
They also changed the spelling on Tama's name from T-A to T-O, I think.
Yeah, so they're going to have the brotherly names. So, that name got changed. But, yeah, so we had Orton and Hayes and Knight and Tonga. Yeah. So
I mean, those are fine. Like, those are just entertaining matches. I'm not compelled by any of the stories, but those are entertaining matches.
Yeah. So I don't know. A final. Well, let's see. So the final's going to be over in Saudi Arabia. So they're probably going to want Orton. Gunther Orton in the final.
Sure. Gunther Orton's a fun match.
Yeah. I'll watch that.
Sure.
So
I'd watch that.
So now we get to your question. Whoever wins King of the Ring. Now, last year's King and Queen of the Ring went absolutely nowhere. And I know
right.
Woods got hurt. But we've seen people do a great job with King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring. But, well, mostly the King because the Queen's new. But, and a lot of times we've seen it go, no one cares. What do they right. do with this after that? You know, is
so what if Gunther what
wins
point?
This? If Gunther wins this, you know, does this do they elevate him and you know, continue to make him into you know, just build his legend even more now that he lost the Intercontinental title? Because I when he entered this, I thought, well, that's your King of the Ring, he should be the one to win this, and then that gives him another push up towards the world championship. That's what I was thinking with, at least with him. The women, though, especially given who's left in the women's tournament, I don't know. That's
yeah. I don't know what the point is of this tournament. I want there to be a reason for it to exist.
See, it used to be that a stepping stone tournament to elevate somebody into an Intercontinental Championship or World Championship picture. Now it's just I don't know because they've done a bad job with it at times. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. But that's where it is. But there's some intriguing matches in the tournament.
That is the thing I like most about King and Queen of the Ring is that even though my complaint is that there's no storylines that are compelling, it lets you have matches that are not attached to storylines. Right? It allows you to have these things where, you know, these two wrestlers have never interacted, but we get to see a match with them.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting. I think that you get to see people on a stage. Like that Rey Mysterio-Kofi Kingston match is going to be the best match of whatever night it's on. Right? Because they're just so natural, so effortless, and so high-flying. That like, that's a perfect match. It doesn't matter that there's no storyline attached to it. So that's the part of King and Queen of the Ring that I like the best. Now the point is we can't just have it be visual chewing gum. We do need to have it lead to something so that anyone cares about the fun thing we're watching.
Yeah, and you'd be able to launch some storylines out of this thing too. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, that's what King of the Ring, when it was first done, what it used to be.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Well, there's some potential.
This is sort of like a mid-season replacement for wrestling, right? This is sort of like we get to launch some rivalries. We get to launch some storylines.
Right. So we'll see how this goes. But some people will be getting a nice payday. You know, yeah. Winning your bracket means big bucks.
Sure.
Going to Riyadh. So good luck to them. It's always a plus. All right, we're going to take our final break, and when we come back, the Nature Boy making double news. He's not local anymore, but a WWE guy who ran for office here is in a little bit of trouble. And, we got a couple injuries we want to make sure we mention real quick before we get out of here. So stick around, everybody. We've got a whole lot more on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM Talk Las Vegas. Ruben Bressler along for the ride. We'll be right back.
101.5 FM KDON.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
And let's get back to it. The best in pro wrestling news and entertainment here on the Mark Hoke Show. KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas, streaming on that Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded it, well, golly gee whiz, go do it right now. Plus, it's got a great rewind feature. So if you're listening to any show, you can always just go back and rewind it. It's got 24 hours. You can go back and, God forbid you missed a minute. That would be stupid. Missing a minute of any of our great shows, but you can do that. Of course, you have our Podbean. You know, go to markhokeshow.podbean.com and all of our shows. This is Mark Hoke Show number 169, by the way.
Wow.
So you can go back to number one if you want.
Incredible.
Yeah. We did a, I think the poker show had a 900 plus editions.
I mean, we did a lot of the poker. That was a lot.
Yeah. So God forbid pull off what we're working on, Ruben, and we'll be doing a lot more of those. But anyway, just brace yourself. But so go check that out. And of course, all the great stuff we've got up on YouTube as well. The Nature Boy. Oh, my God. Ric Flair in the news twice. Twice, Ruben. Number one. Get the news that you saw it. Did you see Ric Flair's last match? Or he passed out three times and faked he had a heart attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was his last match. Yes, I did see that.
That which he finally admitted was not good.
No.
It was terrible. Good. Well, it turned out he had a calcium scan done.
Okay.
And the faking of the heart attack? Oh, no. He had one during the match.
Yeah.
He actually did have a heart attack. We actually have a place, the Preventive Diagnostic Center, that Ken Thompson on SportsX Radio advertises, that does those calcium scans and other stuff that check everything out. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that Rick did have a heart attack that night.
Sure.
So about that. So Ric Flair, with all that passing out and stuff, just thought he was dehydrated, but turned out he did have a heart attack. So
okay. Well, fortunately, he survived. That would have been bad.
Yeah.
Although, you know, if you're going to die somewhere, die in the ring. That sounds kind of awesome, actually. Well, but
that's what he's wanted.
This isn't good. This is not great.
Yeah. Rick, no more. All right. Done. Keeps talking about it. Done.
He's 75.
Yeah.
Like, let's hang it up.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hanging it up.
Well, yeah.
Rick got in a little incident at a Italian restaurant in Gainesville, where he was apparently not happy. He was trying to go to the bathroom or something, and he was upset that this restaurant manager was taking too long in the restroom, and Rick got mad at him and flipped out and ends up getting thrown out of the restaurant. And Rick apparently tried to leave a $1,000 tip. The restaurant owner refused it.
Wow.
This took place at Paisano's Stone Fired Pizza in Gainesville. But apparently Rick got on the radio on Q105 down there in the MJ Morning Show and said he was wrong for losing his temper. So the Nature Boy apologized. But Ric Flair, blowing his cool.
Yeah. It's rough. It's rough out there. It's, you know, I he's got to earn a living. He's trying to extend the glory days. And it's frustrating when that isn't a thing that you can do as effectively. Hopefully he can find an avenue that allows him to be creative and allows him to extend his art. That doesn't negatively impact others. And he has not been particularly successful at this. But maybe someday he'll figure it out.
He just needs to go on a worldwide vacation. Sure. That's what he needs to do. He's got to ride off in the sunset and just have some fun.
Well,
but he's never been able to separate himself from it. You know,
if he can't earn a living, he's got to figure out how to make money. Right. If he's not got enough to retire on. So, you know, he could just go full Pete Rose and just sit outside of just go to conventions and card shops and sign shit. But sorry about that. That's my bad. But he's got to figure it out, man.
Just stop being the Nature Boy. But he can't. I think he's beyond that point. He's just going to do it till. He's going to do it till it's done.
Till the wheels fall off.
Yeah pretty much. But
you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to have to talk about this.
Yeah. But But apparently Aether's okay too, because NH ordered from him on Uber Eats pretty rich right after that, apparently.
Okay,
so
sure.
So God bless the nature boy. Oh.
Sure. Support the local delivery economy.
Yeah, there you go. Well, one guy who's not going to be supporting the local economy for a while, apparently, is Dan Rodheimer.
Okay.
Dan Rodheimer, of course, ran for the House of Representatives a little while back here in Las Vegas. Okay. And moved away. But Dan is apparently under investigation for murder.
Whoa.
Yeah. This was a little bit of a story around here. If you didn't hear about that one, he pleaded not guilty the other day. But apparently what happened was he pleaded not guilty on May 8th to a murder charge. Guy sustained a head injury during a Halloween party in a Las Vegas strip hotel in 2023. And at first they thought that the guy just had an accident, but according to a state court judge,
wow.
not good. He's vigorously denying any responsibility for the allegations. But he turned himself into Clark County Detention Center in March 2024 following the issuing of a warrant. So,
okay.
Of course, Rodheimer was part of season 4 of Tough Enough. Mm-hmm. And did a lot of stuff in Ohio Valley, but he had a few decent matches with some fairly big names. Wrestled for a couple of years and, kind of campaigned on that. Had some wrestling related events when he was running for office. Obviously did not get elected, but mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was kind of a big local story around here. So big Dan Rodheimer.
Well, cooperating with police, we'll see how it goes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah. And speaking of difficult, apparently Chuck Taylor from Best Friends, maybe his career may be over.
Okay.
This is a kind of a rough story. Of course, he and Orange Cassidy came up together in the ranks, actually back in my home territory, coming out of Hanover, Pennsylvania. Mm. But Chuck has a really bad situation with his ankle, fractured it, and has a necrosis in the bone and has fragments underneath his cartilage in there. And ugh. He may be done.
Yeah.
Just had surgery. So, boy, the gentleman, Chuck Taylor, may be out of there.
Ugh.
So, yeah. So bad news for him. And a very underrated performer. But, of course, he and Trent Beretta, best friends for a long, long time. And hopefully Chuck will recover. But we'll see.
I mean,
we'll see about that.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know anyone who's ever recovered from osteonecrosis. That is something that you just don't get better from. Like, when the bone dies, that's it. That's the game. Unless you want to walk around on a peg leg. So that sucks. That's real bad.
Yeah, so we want to wish Chuck Taylor all the best. Kenny Omega is also going in to have his surgery related to his diverticulitis.
Man, they just got everybody on the DL.
I know it's unbelievable, but so we'll see if Kenny Omega can recover from that. And I'm sure eventually Kenny will get back, but that is a long road to recovery for Kenny. So I was kind of surprised he actually did his little thing on Dynamite where he did that attack, but we do want to wish Kenny all the best. And I've never got the chance to meet Kenny yet, but he just seems like one of the nicest guys in the world. And mm-hmm. Probably one of the top five wrestlers on the planet. And we really do want to wish Kenny all the best in his recovery from, it's just a horrible condition to get. And, he was very close to dying. So want to wish Kenny Omega swift recovery and, get out of the hospital soon, Kenny. We miss you. And, maybe you'll be hanging around a Double or Nothing if you can get out of the hospital in time, at least. Meander around and say hi to everybody. So,
it's tough. This industry is unforgiving and difficult on the body and the mind. So everyone who is injured, or in recovery in some way in rehab, we wish nothing but the best for the health of people. We don't want to see anybody suffer long-term effects or have to leave. And yeah, it's tough to talk about, but it's the injury report, and that's what we're here for.
Yep. And Dana White, by the way, real quick, stuck his foot in his mouth about WWE PLEs going to Sundays and you know, the fight about those being on Saturdays and Sundays, trying to get in a little bit of trouble on that. So
What did he say?
He just said something about the WWE PLEs going back to Sundays and not being on Saturdays.
Because he wants Saturdays.
Yeah.
Because Saturdays do better.
Something along those lines. So,
whatever,
yeah,
man. So, Dana White can.
In-house fight. TKO, WWE, UFC. Let's go. Let's go. Who gets what day? Shame on you, Dana. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well. Maybe they'll send me down the street. I'll have a talk with them.
There you go.
I'll work it out.
Move your show to Saturday.
Hey, whatever works. I'm good. Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody. That's going to wrap it up. Ruben Bressler, appreciate you hanging around. Do appreciate it. Hey, next week is our big old preview for Double or Nothing. We should be having Anthony Bowens join us, and I may have a couple other super special guests we're working on right now. So it should be a terrific show next week. I want to thank all of you for joining us. Follow us on social media at Mark Hoke Show, just wherever it is. The Mark Hoke Show. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Guys, we'll see you next week on KDON. Thanks for being with us. Catch you next time.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show. Like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show. And visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at markhokeshow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.